For the second year in a row, the city of Columbus is on pace to break its annual homicide record.
Murders were up in the biggest increase since the Bureau started keeping those records in 1960.
I don't think nobody deserves what they did to my child.
Stop the killings, Lord. Touch these mothers and brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews and children, everybody that's losing their kids.
This is the year that we say no more. Enough is enough.
Everything was going good, and they start growing up. I think I just had a panic attack when Jaleel got ready to turn 16. I just wanted to shove him back in the box and say, no, you can't grow up.
Well, this is all we can do. We love you, baby.
He called me on the phone. I said, Ron, can I come and stay with you for a couple weeks? Bring my stuff over there. He said, I'm not going to be there long. I just need to come there for a little while. And I said, okay, well, I'm getting ready to leave. I'm not going to be here tonight. I hid the keys, and I was waiting for him to call me back. He never called me back. The next phone call I got was a neighbor called me and said, Miss Tracy, you got to get here. And I said, get here for what? She said, you got to get here. And I said, get here for what? She said, I think Jaleel been shot. And I was like, Jaleel been shot? What are you talking about? She said, Mom, get here. I got here. I couldn't see him. I thought he got shot in the leg or arm. Oh, my God. I like his smile. He had the big cheeks, full lips, long eyelashes, big eyes. He was on his way to get his life together. He's everywhere in my house. This is the cemetery.
I love you.
I'm hurting, so it's hard for me to really care about anything right now. I'd rather just drink and pass out and go to sleep. If I could sleep all day, every day, I would. Sometimes you feel like you're the only one dealing with stuff, but I've seen so many mothers lose children that didn't deserve it.
Sisters Soldiers, this is Melissa Thomas St. Clair, founder of Mothers of Murdered Columbus Children. We are mounting up to support the families who have been affected by the violence in the city of Columbus.
Do you understand that we are here in the community to cover you? We are here, prayer, positivity, peace, and protection.
The orange berets is our signature. So when you see these, you see a mother who has lost a child. Because I'm going to tell you something about this violence that thinks that it has its ugly claws in our city. Hate is driven out by love. Darkness is driven out by light. This is the year that we say no more. Enough is enough.
My son was murdered on April 29, 2013. So my agenda as the founder and as a mother who has actually gone through it is to really be heartfelt behind it. There's an invisible umbilical cord that connects you and your child for all of your life. That umbilical cord isn't cut until the death date of a child.
Dear Lord, I come to you and I ask you to watch over us, all of us, Lord. Stop the killings, Lord. Touch these mothers and brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews and children, everybody that's losing their kids, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Long live Lil. Let him grow. Let it go, y'all. Happy birthday, Lil.
He left me a blessing, a grandson. We're going to have the baby shower on his birthday. I know this is what he wanted so bad. And I just hate he didn't get to see.
It's only take. Love is a wave. It's continuous, you know? You'll be fine.
All y'all can do is look. You can't touch. You can't touch this. Did y'all see this? Oh. Yeah, that's cute. Jared, little Leo gonna outdo you with the sweater. Ah, yes. You happy, baby? What you smiling about? You just put 20 more years on my life. You know that? We got stuff to do.
Well, community leaders and mothers of murdered Columbus children are partnering up this afternoon. They're hoping to curb gun violence in the city.
We had this huge event, and Tracy was there in a healthy mindset, really ready to pick up these pieces of her first son. She loses her second son the day after that march.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Yeah, a bunch of people over here shooting right now over here by Whittier.
How many gunshots have you heard?
About like 6 shots right now.
That's my world. That's all I have. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be strong. It's not going to help for me to scream, stump shot. I tried all that. I tried drinking. I tried to numb myself. All these babies was getting killed. Now just, Lord, not mine. Lord, not mine. And it just takes a lot of stress off me. I know where they are now. I know they're okay.
The city and the violence may have taken our babies, but when we lock this into the city that took them, that proves that their souls are locked into the city forever.
This is for my babies, gone but never forgotten. I'm never gonna let y'all go out my heart, out my soul.
We got you, Tracy.
We got you, Tracy Tate.
Doesn't have to be a fight that's filled with grief, sorrow, hurt, and pain. We can transition all of that and still honor our children.
If we're not healthy mind, body, and soul, we can't truthfully fight for anybody else.
I got you.
I got your back now, sister.
Me being here with these mothers and seeing their faces and hearing their tears and everything, you know, we just one big group trying to pull each other, you know, out the water, because it felt like you're drowning.
This evening represents us honoring our loved ones. The white represents our angels. The gold represents them wanting us to live our lives like it's golden. Remember how much it felt good to feel relief from the grief.
I love y'all. Thank y'all. And I feel so pretty.
To see Tracy be able to even breathe and have laughter and jokes and joy is a miracle.
had to take a moment to shut down for my babies. But I'm strong. I don't let you pull me down like that. When you pull me down, I get back up fighting. We're sisters. And I hope this lasts a long time.